everything. Well, let's just see what these numbers say real quick.
Okay, let me grab John. We'll get the rate. We'll do our best to make it fit for you. Hang on here.
Thank you for holding. Is this Matt?
Yep.
Hey, Matt. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
So far, so good. It's been a busy day.
That's it.
It's a good problem, though. You know, could be worse.
Yep. You could be worse.
All right. So let me pull up the pricing page for Florida. I know you were speaking with my representative, Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were reaching out to you today?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Did you have any specific questions that popped up while you were speaking with her, while I pull up the pricing?
No, I just, I'm just trying to figure out this month-to-month rate and try and base my decision off of there. Because I also, like, I just told her I did just purchase the company for my father-in-law. And so I'm trying to, he was very old school and old fashioned about it. All his advertisement was word of mouth, and I'm trying to expand that a little bit. So I've already joined Angie's list, and I told her that they are in the process of creating the shell of the website, and
right.
I'm getting my ball rolling with them as well. So, I mean, if this is could be a good addition as well, then I don't see why this could be a negative, why it would be a negative thing.
No, in my opinion, it would be a lot better. Not to bash Home Advisor or your decision to go with those guys, but
yep.
they're a third-party reseller. So they pay for Google advertising. They do something kind of like this for themselves, and that's how they get the leads.
Yep.
And then they resell the leads. So they'll sell the lead to, like, three or four of you, and then they charge you the lead fee even if you don't get the job.
I gotcha.
So sometimes you wind up paying a lead fee for nothing, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
I've worked with a lot of people who have used that service, and they always tell me they like having people just call them directly off the first page of Google and not have to wonder, you know, what your bill looks like each month.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's no lead fees with you guys. It's all just a month-to-month for your advertisement on Google?
Exactly. Yeah, it's all month to month.
Okay.
And then everything's included in the package that we provide for you. So you only get billed one time per month. There's no surprises. No, like, lead fees, click fees, call fees, nothing like that.
All right.
So perfect. The major benefit...
Go ahead.
Well, the hard part about the first page placement and the reason why everybody doesn't just jump onto that first instead of Home Advisor is because there's not always a spot available. So that's the major benefit to you, is that we have a position available for your industry and service area. The last time we had an opening was about 10 months ago. So.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good news to me then, I reckon.
Yeah, I mean, it's always good to, once you have that spot, I mean, you could solicit as long as you want. As long as you're not getting, like, bad reviews or anything crazy's happening, then, you know, we leave you up there and we keep rolling 1 month at a time with you.
Yeah, absolutely. I think everybody's pretty pleased with me. I've got no complaints so far, so I think we're heading in the right direction here.
I don't think we'd even be talking if that was the case.
Yeah,
they pre-screen you before Tara even calls you, and then she pre-screens you. So as far as costs, I actually could put you on a discounted pricing structure since you're technically the new owner of the business. I'll apply the new business credit. So normally what they ask is $4.99 month to month for what's called a platinum package bundle, and that comes with the Google My Site to go along with your Google business profile and the verification. What I was thinking I could do is I could apply that new in business credit, and I can get the pricing down to just $2.99 on a month-to-month basis if you wanted to come on board with us today. And then I would lock you in at that rate. So you'll keep that discounted pricing structure indefinitely.
Okay.
So if you break it down, it's about $10 a day, you know, on a month-to-month basis.
Yep.
From a marketing standpoint, that's, I mean, if you were buying one lead a day off Home Advisor, you're going to spend a lot more than that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Let me see real quick.
Because you guys would require me to already have a website and everything, correct?
No. So in this package, I'm saying that I would we create it for you. So just because I'm dropping the price doesn't mean I'm removing the website. You would get the website too. So we would purchase a domain. We'd do all the graphic design for you and hosting, and we'll have that attached to your online listings so customers can use it as a reference point.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's with your own .com included with the $299 pricing structure.
All right, so then you would have me locked in at a guaranteed rate of $299 a month.
Exactly. So even though it's month to month, you get a service agreement in writing. It'll have outlined all the products and features that we're providing for you, that discounted pricing structure that I just approved, and then the billing date. And so it's a one-time payment each month. It'll be $299.
Okay. All right, then I will say, what information do you need from me today?
I would need to create your Google business profile and then secure that first month's payment, and then we'll schedule your client interview. The client interview is where they do a lot of the fine details. That's usually about 30 to 45 minutes. And in that, they'll go over like the keywords you're listed for, the service area that you want to target, and then we'll pick your brain on how you want the website to look.
Okay. All in all, how long do you think this process will take? You guys will secure first month payment from me. We can set something up for...
It would take like 3 to 5 minutes right now if you want to give it a shot.
3 to 5 minutes right now?
Yeah, if you're like in a hurry, you sound like you're trying to get going.
No, I'm just I'm at my second to last call of the day.
Okay.
So I've got this call and one more call to do, and I'm done for the day. But let me I got time to go ahead and run through this with you real quick, because this sounds like it could be a beneficial thing, and it sounds like it's a limited time option here.
Yeah, you're going to love it. I mean, if you could do anything with Home Advisor, then this will be a walk in the park for you. Unfortunately, your father-in-law should have started this like a long time ago. It would have made your life a lot easier.
Yeah. He's a very old school man, and there's nothing wrong with it. He just,
It would have been nice to have all those reviews and everything already built up, you know. It helps.
Yeah, absolutely. But that's no issue. So let's get started on this process.
Okay. I'm assuming Matt's short for Matthew, right?
Yep, M-A-T-T-H-E-W.
All right, just like the Bible. And then what's your last name?
Cosby, C-O-S-B-Y.
Okay. And then what's your business email address where I could send everything in writing?
Matt, M-A-T-T, at mypoolpro.net.
Okay. And is this phone number that we're on the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Correct.
Okay. So 813-690-9329?
Yep.
Okay. All right, let me get an update.
My apologies if you hear some background noises. I'm just going to go ahead and try and work this call while I'm on the phone with you.
No problem. I'll try to go quick. I'm going to send you a text with my direct number and extension. Let me know when this comes through.
I just received it.
Okay, perfect. That's my direct line. I'll be your account lead, but there's going to be an account management team that'll help me with the fulfillment of your account. So if you do have questions, comments, or concerns, or you want something done quickly, you could always call in directly.
Okay, awesome.
Okay. And then Google's going to...
I called you directly.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I said I called you correctly, or you directly, correct?
Yeah, you could call me directly if that's your preference. You're going to meet some pretty cool people. This company, if you look us up, we're right next to the Google headquarters in Orange County, California. And we have about 400 people that work here. So there's going to be like a specialist that's like running Facebook ads for you, a specialist that's building your website. So I'm not the only guy you'll talk to, but they're all kind of like our age group, I would say, like 25 to 35. I don't know if you're that old yet, but
just turned 25.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, so you'll meet a lot of people, probably a little bit similar to myself, that'll be walking you through it in each department. So it's really your preference, but that's my direct number. If you hit the same number, you hit extension 1, we have 24/7 customer service available to you too. There's always a live operator anytime. Okay.
Awesome.
All right. And then Google's going to send you this postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. You only have to do this one time for as long as you own your business. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where you are. I could hide your address online, but I do need to send the postcard there and get the 5-digit number off the back of it from you when it comes in. So what's the street address that I could send that to?
Well, so let me give you my P.O. box instead, because I'm actually in the process of moving. We're closing on a house the 23rd of April. So my current home, the address in which this would go to, is going to change. So let me give you my P.O. box. And then I guess once we have all this figured out, can I go ahead and change the address to the new home I'm purchasing?
Yeah, we could always swap it, but just to let you know, I'm not sure Google's going to accept the P.O. box to send your PIN. It might be better just to start out with that address, and then I'll bypass the sending of the PIN. Maybe I could do like a phone verification for you if you guys don't receive that PIN.
Here's what I'll do. I'll give you my mama's address, and you can send it to that. That's a secure place.
Okay, is it in Tampa?
Yeah, it's same area code that I'm in.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, and then I'll hide the address, so you don't have to worry about anybody seeing her address or showing up at her door.
Okay, perfect. And then, like I said, once I get closed and everything's finalized on this house, I'll come back in and change that.
Yeah, perfect. Just give me a call, and then I could swap it out for you.
Awesome.
Okay. What's her street address that I could send the PIN verification letter to?
23316.
Okay.
Rolling, R-O-L-L-I-N-G,
mm-hmm.
Meadow Lane. And that's three separate words, Rolling, Meadow Lane.
Okay. Tampa, Florida.
Or that's Lando Lakes, Florida. I'm sorry.
Okay. I was going to say, yeah, when I put Tampa in there, it didn't come up, but I found it here. The 34639 zip?
Correct.
Okay, same zip code. Yeah, you guys are close. Okay, and then I'm hiding the address. So it'll still say city, state, and zip. It'll say Lando Lakes, Florida, 34639 on your listing, but it just won't have...
That's completely all right, as long as her address isn't visible online.
Yeah, I'll hide it. I just want to let you know it'll show Lando Lakes instead of Tampa on there until we change it.
Not a problem. I'm based out of Lando Lake, so that'll all still be the same.
Yeah, it's the same service area that you're covering too, so it's fine.
Yep.
Okay. And then do you have like a logo for your business yet, or pictures of work that was done in the past?
Yes, actually I have some current photos of pools now. I'm starting to take pictures. Like I said, he was old-fashioned. He didn't really do much advertising. So now I'm playing catch-up with taking all the pictures of the quality of pools that we're providing and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's a good point to make on the website. You know, you don't want, like, some guy thinking they're just going to be able to get, like, a rinky-dink service. You know, we want to pitch quality over quantity, because you're going to be exposed to the quantity. So we kind of want them to understand, like... Bring your book.
I'm providing quality work.
Yeah, exactly. So I sent you the email address for you to send in photos. Also, if you have a logo, send that in when you have a chance. The sooner the better.
Okay.
All right.
I do not have a logo either.
Okay. I'll notate that. We can actually help you with that. I have a graphic design team in-house that'll be able to assist me with getting a logo and make sure that we're not breaking any copyright laws. So.
Okay, awesome.
With logo development. Okay, and how do you want your hours of operation?
I apologize about there being bare minimum done here. I just,
it's okay.
I'm trying to catch up.
It's okay. That's why people hire us, you know? And it's always nice to kind of build it from scratch because then we can really see, like, how far along you've come from when we found you, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's always cool. And then there's a tracking system, too, that you could download to your mobile device. They'll send you the login credentials at the end of the call. It's an automated message you'll receive. It's not going to show much until we get through the verification and actually have you posted, but that's a good way to track each month, like, what we're bringing in for you.
All right, perfect.
Okay, and how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
I mean, you probably put 24 hours.
Okay, 24/7 emergency.
If anyone's got any kind of emergencies, that's...
Okay. And then you could accept cash, check, and card?
Cash and check.
Okay.
I do accept Zelle, but that's it. I don't take physical card or anything like that.
Gotcha. Okay. Zelle. Save.
I'm sure I can set it up to where we can discuss about setting it up to where maybe we could do that through the website or something.
Correct. It's usually through PayPal or QuickBooks. And we could add that at any time. It's usually through PayPal or QuickBooks. And then we could do that at any time. So if you do decide to go to your bank and set that up, you know, that's just a phone call. You let us know and then we could add that to the site for you.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, because I see a lot of people are starting to move to the new QR codes and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, you could do that and it scans it. It goes straight to your PayPal and then they could just plug their card in right there. It's always nice too because like the banks try to charge you like 2% per transaction, but when they have it online like that, it automatically puts that on the customer. So you don't have to worry about getting hit with that extra 2%.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah. That could be like lunch one day, you know, and they just,
yeah, absolutely.
Maybe $10, $20. All right, so I got your business profile created. For the client interview, it usually takes about 30 to 40 minutes, but we asked for an hour window. We schedule these next day. So what would be a good time tomorrow where we can walk you through the client interview?
What time is it in California now?
It's 1:16. We're 3 hours behind you. And so the latest if you're looking for afternoon, would be like 6 and 7 would be our latest.
My time.
Yeah, your time. Eastern Standard.
All right, well then let's set it up. Is 6 o'clock okay for tomorrow afternoon?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll send you a calendar invitation and then we'll text you 1 hour before the appointment as a reminder too.
Okay, awesome.
All right. Okay, so I'm gonna send you the invitation to this now. It's gonna go to the matt@mypoolpro.net. Okay, and then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
I can, what are my options here?
You could use a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express.
Let me see what is this? I got a Visa card.
Okay, now is it under your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Okay, let me make sure to add the business,
Yeah, it's a business debit card with my name on it.
Okay, I'm going to make sure I send you a business invoice receipt so that way you could write it off as a business expense at the end of the year.
Awesome, thank you.
Yeah, this will go to your matt@mypoolpro.net as well. Let me save. Business receipts, okay. Yeah, that'll be nice. You could always just write it off at the end of the year and get it back that way. Or at least waive any tax owed. All right, save. Boom. All right, and then I'm imagining that...
Jazwan Hill?
Yeah, it should be under Jazwan John. Jazwan John Hill, but it might be under Jazwan.
It just
Yeah, it's just Jazwan Hill, but as long as I know that's you.
Yeah, my full first name is Jazwan, and my middle name is John, but everybody calls me John.
Okay, not a problem.
All right, and then the billing address is going to be different, right, because we have your mother's address on here for the card?
The billing address, yes, it is going to be different.
Okay, what's the billing address for the card?
I'm pretty sure it's going to be under the P.O. box, so 2807, or I'm sorry, 2087.
2087. Okay, and that's Lando Lakes?
Yep.
Or Tampa, Lando Lakes, okay.
Lando Lakes, and then the zip code is 34639.
Okay, same zip. All right, let me go ahead and update. All right, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
4741.
4741.
6590.
6590.
1873.
1873.
7808.
7808. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
03/28.
03/28. And then 3-digit code on the back.
317.
317. Okay, and then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification as an added form of protection for you. If I say anything that you don't agree with or if you don't understand me, just stop me. I could rephrase it for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you are on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Florida's Finest Pool Service 2.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Matthew A. Cosby, owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay. Just as a side note, I used the Roman numerals, like just the 2 for the end of your business name.
Yes, that is it. So back in a few years back, I didn't get my father-in-law didn't get his notice from SunBiz. They usually mail it to you in order to pay your yearly corporation fees. And so he didn't pay his corporation fees on time, and they shut all his information down, so he had to restart up new, so he kept everything the same and just added 2 for the Roman numeral. So the actual company name is Florida's Finest Pool Service 2.
Okay, got it. And then it says here, in hiring our it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay.
So I have to disclose to you that I did just join Andy's list too.
Yeah, we know what you already have as of today. It's more so like after today, if you're going to add something, just double check so we can make sure you're not paying for something that we're already doing for you or duplicating anything.
Okay, awesome.
All right. Then it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up. Actually, I wanted to run this by you. You don't have to opt into any of these, Matt, but I just want to run this by you. They have these prepay options, and it can save you money if you wanted to do like a 3, 6, or 12-month agreement. The 3-month is $800. That'll save you $100 in the first 3 months. They have a 6 month that you can do. It's for $1,300. That'll actually save you $500 in the first 6 months. And then they have a year prepay you could do for $2,500 to lock up that spot for the whole year. And that's going to save you $1,100 over the course of the year, even with the discounts applied on the $299 package. Did you want to capitalize on any of those?
No, I think I'm all right right now. But I do have a question. For each billing cycle, you guys will give me some kind of notice ahead of time, like, okay, your bill is coming up. I just received some kind of notice about upcoming outstanding due bills.
Oh. Well, it's set up to automatically process each month on the eighth day. So today it would process at $299, and then each month moving forward it would be reoccurring at $299 on the eighth day.
It's automatically set up on an auto pay.
Yeah, it's set up on an auto pay month to month.
Okay, awesome.
Mm-hmm. And then it says in the fine print.
I just didn't want to make sure I didn't miss any kind of payment to lose that spot.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the only time that happens is, like, if your card expires or something like that. We have Lady Tina in our failed payment recovery, and she'll actually contact you, like, if it's telling us that the card is set to expire. But that's the only time. Otherwise, it's just set up to automatically process. And then it says in your service agreement you could discontinue or cancel at any time. We don't have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, let us know before the next billing is due. So, like, just let us know before the eighth day. That way it doesn't automatically charge you. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to process the payment now. When it clears, you're going to receive a text message.
Okay.
All right. Let me know when you get that. Did you get the first two text messages, or the first couple text messages that I sent?
Yes. So I've got your direct line with your extension, and I've got your photos at localsplash.com.
Okay, that's for you to send in your pictures. Yeah, we're waiting for one. It'll say, Matthew, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of the invoice to the email we have on file, and then it'll prompt you, like, please click here to sign your subscription terms. And that subscription terms is a full outline of the agreement, like with the discounted pricing structure. So it'll have like all the products and features in there that you got, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy, and then you have to sign your first and last name on the bottom.
Okay. To this invite, the invitation of the client interview, do I have to reply to that?
For the client interview, that's at your own discretion. I mean, they've already been kind of dashed on it, so you don't really have to, but if you want to. They're going to call you no matter what, whether you accept it or not.
Okay.
They'll call you like three times, you know, if they have to.
Yep.
Okay. This is weird, guys. It's actually not giving me confirmation on your payment, which is odd. Okay. Let me see if I can get them to manually send over your invoice receipt for this. I'm taking the spot off the board, so you don't have to worry about that going anywhere. Just boom, and then verify.
Okay. The only other solution, if you haven't gotten a confirmation, is that billing address might be wrong. It might also too be my mom's.
Oh. Okay. It wouldn't even let me process it.
Okay, so then let's try that.
Okay. So this is we use a VeriSign secure database too, so it's like very sensitive. If anything's wrong, like it won't even allow it to attempt to process.
Let's just try it. The different billing address.
Okay, let me swap it. Maybe that's the problem.
Yeah, it's a very confusing process because, like I said, I'm in the process of closing on a house, so trying to figure out what address to use for everything is...
Yeah, no, I know how that is. I've had clients, like, completely relocate where they, like, leave the state. So, like, we suspend their billing, like, take them out of this location, and then once they get to the new state, then we have to wait for a spot to open up in their industry. But because they're already a pre-existing client of ours, we give them first right of refusal on the opening. So then we just reactivate it in their new area. And that usually helps them build up their client base in the new area that they move to. So I've gone through some crazy moves. You're still generally in the same area for the most part, though, so that's good.
Oh, yeah. I'm moving a total of, like, 3 miles away from where I'm at now.
Yeah,
so
that's
nothing.
Yeah, you're still home. Okay, so let me update. All right, I sent this over to Christian in our finance. He told me to retry it, that it was actually a billing address error. So I'm going to try to reattempt it.
Okay.
Okay. So it definitely was the address, so that was a notification that they got back.
Okay. Well, I'm glad it was that, nothing else.
Yeah, it could have been crazy. It usually would let you know, though, too. Like I said, it's very sensitive. So if it's a decline, it'll say, like, insufficient funds or wrong address.
Oh, yeah,
usually.
I'm not worried. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, it cleared on my end, so maybe now the welcome text will come through.
Okay, I just got another text from you a few minutes ago, local/Matthew, to get your Google business profile verified.
Yeah, so that one I sent manually. There's going to be another one of the same one that'll come through automatically. So you're going to actually have two copies of that one, just because I didn't know what was going on. But there's a link in there, and you only got to fill out one of them. It'll have a full – it's your Google verification form. So it'll ask you to, like, send in pictures, any license or insurance that you might have if it's required by Florida. I know Florida is pretty lenient. But there'll be ones that have, like, a little red box that you have to fill those ones out, and then the other ones are only if it applies to you. And then at the bottom, it lets you know, like, if there's anything missing, we could just get on the line with Google and three-way verify you over the phone.
Okay, awesome. I just got that second text.
Beautiful. And then that one's the outline of the agreement. So I want to officially welcome you aboard. Say thank you for signing up with the Local Splash team. Like I mentioned, I'm your account lead. There is going to be an account management team that's going to help with the fulfillment. But if you have questions, comments, or concerns along the way, or if you need help with anything, even if it's something simple like sending in a photo, like no questions or dumb questions, right? We're not going to get paid each month if you're not getting paid each month. So don't hesitate to ask.
I appreciate it very much, John. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to working with you. I'll let you get back to your work day. I know you got a busy schedule ahead of you. Just remember, we got that client interview tomorrow between 6 and 7. I'll text you about 5 o'clock to give you a heads up for that call.
Awesome. Perfect. Thank you very much for all your help, John.
All right, Matt. Yeah, no problem. I'm happy we got that pricing structure in store for you. So you can thank Tara for that one.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
All right. Well, you have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6.
All right. Sounds like a winner. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.